above, below.
Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
And what is this about?
Radio.
It wouldn't even let me play it. What the hell? Why did it jump up like three different... Here we go.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained. It all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24-7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people.
To
scanning the frequencies. Halloween special.
Happy Mischief Night. How you doing?
Yeah, pretty good. How are y'all?
Yep. Yeah, I'm all right. I went to the Bates Motel yesterday, and last night, thank you, Nick, for taking me. I really appreciate it. And but I don't get scared of nothing. I've discovered that. Nothing. Do you know how many things jumped out at me and I did not move? That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God, the Headless Horseman was there. Right?
Hey, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, right.
No, we're in there. We'll talk about that in a minute.
I'm in the hayride, right? And I look out, right? And I see it. And I'm like, everybody's like, is that real? And I said, oh, that's real. And, you know, I could tell. And they come out, and everybody's like, oh, ah. And I'm like, oh, I want to take your picture with you. But I couldn't because it was in the hayride. I was like, I want my picture with you. It would have been great, right?
Right.
Especially for today's show, you know? So what's everybody doing for Halloween?
Well, I'll be at work. Go ahead, David.
Okay.
Maybe I'll just dress up like, Mr. Plow and get out there with my shovel and...
It snowed. Yeah.
It snowed.
Yeah, dude got like snow and shit on Halloween.
Yeah,
I know.
It snowed.
Oh,
yep.
So sad, man.
Yeah, I'm not doing nothing. I want to see what the kids do.
It's like, what's up, Maine? What's up, Maine? And it says, snow problem.
Right?
Yep.
No problem. Yep.
What's up, Maine? No problem.
Yep.
That's about cheesy.
Yep. That's it.
Okay.
Damn it.
But okay.
So what is the creepiest thing that happened to you this week? Anyone? Halloween week.
Go ahead, Dave. I'll try to
Actually, I'd have to think about that myself.
Really?
I don't know how you say creepy.
Well, what's weird? Weird thing.
Is a better thing. Yeah. I thought I might have. Now, this is a long shot.
But go ahead.
There was something, I don't know for sure, because I'm still on the fence about UFOs. But
right.
Tuesday.
I'm not.
Looking up in the sky, I thought it was an airplane, and it wasn't. I was like, it was just kind of sitting there. And I'm thinking it could have been one of those large reconnaissance drones from the military.
Okay, or a satellite, a planet.
But it was just, I drove for like 5 minutes, and this thing was just in the same
spot. Oh, okay. And then what happened?
It didn't have the red, I mean, this is unexpected. I didn't even think about this until you said weird.
Uh-huh.
And, it didn't have the red light, you know, the little red light flashing on.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It was just sitting there, and it was pretty bright. It was like one headlight bright.
Bright light.
And that was about it. No shit. Okay. By definition.
That is a UFO.
If it was flying, it was an object, and you couldn't identify it, that was a UFO.
Or what they call it, AEP, AGWC, or something.
UAP.
UAP. Get it done with so we can go, Guido.
Now it went from UFO to unidentified flying on
unidentified aerial phenomenon.
That's it.
I really think it's just, you know, well, that's weird, and that was kind of weird to me. I didn't.
Carly said she saw something similar. That's what really would have been. I guess the end of last week.
This was in Fishersville, Virginia.
Oh wow. Well, never mind. Yeah, that's
way
the spot.
It's like between Richmond and Stewart's Draft.
Okay, getting close to West Virginia, huh?
No, it's Richmond.
Oh, on the coast?
No, it's not quite. No, Richmond's kind of in. You got to go all the way to Norfolk to get in the coast. But it's somewhere in the central part
okay.
of Virginia. You know,
that's
in
good enough.
The Shenandoah Valley, for sure.
Right, that's close enough. You know what? Mm-hmm. I think, like we talked about it, but I mean, I know that the activity is amping up a little bit. I can tell, and like all over, because I swear I saw like William the other day again.
Right.
I looked.
Oh yeah,
you
saw his legs.
Yeah, well that I did. Okay, and then when I was in the kitchen, I thought I saw him sitting at the table. Yep, of course it's the kitchen. I mean, like things like that. You know what I mean? Happy go lucky, but I think I see.
Right.
That. You know, but I don't know. I guess weird things, everything's weird. So UFOs, I mean, yeah, I thought I saw something too in the sky when we were driving with Mikey, but Mikey was too busy telling me that, oh, Mom, you're crazy. That's just a plane. But every time Mikey says that, I'm usually
it's
right.
It's not a plane.
He needs to learn that. Okay, my instincts are pretty damn good. All right.
It's standard, I think, anymore that aircraft have to have that flashing red light on the tail.
Yeah. I know. That's sad. None. Yeah, I know.
That way.
They have white or red and blue, you know what I mean, depending on what it is.
I think drones have to be like blue anymore. I think aircraft have to have red.
I've seen one, man. I've definitely seen a drone. There was like this thing hovering.
Oh, I've seen drones, yeah.
And it was like a blue light special. It was like, Oh, yeah. It's about midnight fish.
Yeah, they're trying to...
Carly, what happened?
Carly! Oh, better leave Carly alone.
Is it good news? Wait. You keep talking, guys. She got to tell me something.
Okay. Let's see. Strange. I guess the strangest thing would have been last night, 12:30 at night.
Mm-hmm.
No, my little dog, who only barks at the front door when he sees a car across the road, to pull in across the road, or they have to pull in the driveway, and then he'll bark and growl at it.
Yeah,
so
right,
last night, 12:30, 1 o'clock, he just started barking at the door, so I get up, I turn the lights on, I look out, and there's nothing outside. But he's a dog. He could have heard something.
But that's still weird, because the dogs, sometimes they do bark at things we don't see.
But normally he'll sit there and he'll stare out the door. He doesn't bark until he sees the vehicle pull up across the road and stop. He'll bark, and this is funny, he only barks when Lisa calls.
Yep. Well, that's because he knows.
He hears that ringtone, and he's like, oh, shit, bark, bark, bark.
Bark, 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 yep. Yep, but the thing is,
So she's a dog.
Pretty much. Oh, my God, guess what? I got to see the dog I talked about last year all the time when I used to take the walks the other way, when
Frankie.
I used to walk that way. Yeah, Frankie, the pit bull. Oh, my God. The guy was walking through the apartments to go back to his house, I guess, you know, like going home. And I was like, I saw the dog, grabbed my shoes, ran outside, and got to see the pit bull. I was like, oh, my God, Frankie. And
That's
the dog
awesome.
Got so excited. I was like, oh, he was my buddy. I love that dog. All right.
Yeah.
But, But anyway, getting back to the whole thing, weird is an understatement. The box has been very chatty. So, yeah. I'm getting a lot more responses and a lot more clearness and a lot more, you know what I mean, than I normally
clarity,
get. Yeah. So everything, it's normally clear, but, you know, this is different, you know?
Well, I,
so,
yeah, I think the difference isn't in sound quality, but in message content.
No, it's both, actually. It's both
oh, really?
Sound quality and message content, yeah. If it's flowing, with, it's like instead of, you know, Sabian knows this from running the bus. You know how it'll break words and then they'll stop and then you won't hear something else and hear another word or something? This is like
yeah.
a whole conversation. This is like a whole conversation.
Oh, and those, you know something? It's not
I'm
just
like,
us.
Whoa. Yeah.
A lot of people have been getting these sentences. Here,
yeah,
like,
I'm getting,
you know,
oh,
these,
I got sentences forever. But these sentences are going on. Like, they're a conversation. And sometimes I'm hearing them talk to each other, which is really fucking weird.
And I'm talking about benchmark equipment, you know, that people have been using for years.
I know.
Like
mm-hmm.
FB7s, which usually you don't get a whole lot of, you know,
that,
sentences
yep.
in a row. I can expect that from a digital recording. But
right.
we're talking about people like, well, I mean, back in the day in 2011 when I was doing all those, you know,
right.
CAC 12587s, if you've listened to any bit of it, then you'll hear that there are sentences that can be made. But most of the time, they're one-offs, you know, like one little
yeah.
thing.
No,
or something.
I've got.
But
I've
I noticed
a
that
lot
a lot of people are getting, it's like they're wanting to talk more for some reason. I don't know.
Yeah,
I could be wrong.
Right.
Well,
no, you're not.
Trying,
you're right.
They're trying to get messages out to as many people as they can
mm-hmm.
to make humans wake the fuck up.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's
it.
That could be it.
I mean, with everything that's going on in this world, all the bullshit fucking hatred and violence.
Yeah.
I know.
It's
got
just
all right.
fucking pointless.
Well,
it's useless.
If you want to know what Walter wants, well, what Walter has said.
Sure.
Okay. Okay. Point blank. Okay. We need to stop the wars now. We need to stop the hate now. The angels, as an angel, I gather, okay,
yeah.
are coming.
Interesting.
Okay. And, but now I've also got messages of they are not the bad guys. They are not the bad people. They are friends, them, Walter and them, of
yeah.
us.
Right.
Okay. And they're not like the others. So I don't know what they mean by that. Also,
maybe
yeah.
maybe that can be deconstructed and rethought as maybe they're talking second person. Maybe they're referring to the angels coming and that they're not like the others, that's the darker inner entities.
Well, I did go over some stuff from a few years back ago, and I noticed it pertained to later dates. Hear me out. So when we're running it, sometimes everybody's looking for a quick solution, you know, a quick thing for now.
Right.
But there are times when I think that the box itself is a precursor to what's coming. Like, they'll
well,
tell
yeah.
you, and then,
yeah.
like, you'll be like, oh, my God, this was on the
well,
box, like, 2 years ago. And
yeah,
you're like,
got that.
Yeah, son, yeah. And that, so I want to go over old stuff, you know, and see
yeah,
what the hell's in there.
You had just mentioned that, too, that you thought that, you know, from when you started doing ITC communication,
mm-hmm.
that some of the messages you got, like, say, from 15 years ago,
mm-hmm.
that you didn't understand were actually, if you went back and looked at it, they pertain to exactly what's going on today.
Well, yeah. See, Walter, a few years ago, 2015, 14, 13, somewhere around, all those years, many times, had said, find the book. This is what got me the first time. And I'm like, what book? And they're like, find the book, right? And then when I came, when I got, and I used to write my EVPs down in a book, right? I mean, my
right.
box stuff and EVPs down in a book. Like a notebook, too, as well as keep them on recording
that's
and
smart.
Log them.
The
okay.
one you found when you got the apartment.
Wait. Let me tell a story. Okay? So I'm opening up the bin of mine. I'm like, oh, check this out. This fucking notebook with all the ghost box stuff in it. Right? As soon as I opened it up on, like, page 2, I was like, oh, my God, I found the book. This was what I needed to look back at, was the stuff being said there pertained to 2016 to 2020. I was like, and it wasn't even 2016. It was like 2013, 14, 15. You understand?
Right.
But the stuff in it pertained to later date. And I couldn't get it. I could not fucking fathom. I found the book, but I was looking all over Selma for a book when in reality I was supposed to find it here.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Stuff like that. It's crazy, ain't it?
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't believe all this stuff in there.
Right. I mean, it does kind of show that communication, ITC communication, is both real time and can be prophetic as well. Because if they're talking about it years in advance, you know, if they're talking about it 10 years ago and it's now going on right now,
mm-hmm.
and you wrote it down and you looked at it and it's like, oh, holy shit. If only we had understood that then, maybe we could have changed it for now, but, you know, letting everybody know. I'm not sure if I'm explaining it quite right.
Well, I got to tell you something. One thing has been consistent all the years. Something goes wrong, I need to go to the port.
Right.
Consistent. Okay? For years. So if anything fucking goes crazy in America, I'm going to Fort Mifflin. There you go. Okay, that's it. All right, I'm going to go over there. I'm going to go wind up. I'm going to go to Casemate 4 and go, hello. No, I'm only kidding. Because I don't know. I mean, you know the Philadelphia experiment, like we were talking about that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
All right. Now, that did take place outside in those waters, right? So it's right there.
Yeah.
I mean, you got the Naval Yards right across from there. You got Army Corps Engineers, and you got Fort Mifflin right there. And it was in those waters right there. So you never know. I mean, right? It's just it's crazy. But the ITC stuff, get back to that. There's one thing Frank always told me to do. Okay? Number one, listen. Don't talk that much. You know what I mean? Unless you're just randomly responding. Listen. When you review it, not only review it normal speed, review it in slow speed, and then reverse it and see what that says in normal speed, and then go back over it in reverse at slow speed and see what you get. All right, and yeah, that was the top priority. And you know what? There was one time when Mikey's name came out, Michael both ways, and that's fucking impossible.
Yeah, that.
Okay.
That's definitely
really. That's impossible.
That it's impossible for human speech to do that.
Would have been like helium or something. Exactly. You know what I mean? I don't know. You know what I mean? Just I don't. I'm just M A C H A E L.
It would have sounded. It would have sounded more Jewish backwards. Lehaim.
Lehaim. Liam.
Did you ever have you ever done helium and whippets?
No, I would not. No, honest, I wouldn't.
Great helium!
That's one thing I wanted to do.
Helium I did just because, you know, I wanted to change the voice and be a goof for a little bit. But
I love it. I love that shit. It's fun.
It lost its novelty the second balloon.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Depends on what you're saying or doing, though, or how drunk or stoned you are.
Right.
Yeah, or
yep.
if you're tripping really
did.
Hard.
My friend,
you have to be
oh,
tripping,
God, forget about it.
Oh, wow.
It.
You're hearing voices.
can you imagine? Oh, I wouldn't do it. I just wouldn't do it because it was a breathing thing. Like, I don't know.
Right.
Just
yeah.
something. Breathing in chemicals are, to me, always, even since I was. My friends did it, though, but I didn't. just couldn't.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. I could not do it. Now, interesting enough, I went to go see Dawn. I saw Dawn this weekend on Friday.
Did you see the camera? Did you see the camera?
No, she was down here with Dream. She was over there. I went to go see her. I'm so glad I saw her and Debbie and everybody. It was really nice. So it was a great night to see her. I just miss her, you know? I wish
you
could hear
more. Dawn is amazing. Shout out to beautiful Dawn Marano.
Yeah, I know. I love her to death.
Our
man.
Cousin.
Yes.
Yeah, our cousin for sure. Yeah.
We share the same fifth grandpa, too, me and Dawn. So
yeah.
We do. We do.
That's cool.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. It is.
Hey, I wanted to get a shout out for someone.
Sure.
We lost one of the Matthew Perry.
I know.
Yes.
It's tragic.
Yeah, we lost Matthew Perry this weekend.
I know.
I used to be a really huge friends. I never
everybody
missed an episode.
Was.
I loved that. A friends
love it.
Addict or whatever you want to call it. I didn't miss an episode. They were, and that's just a shame about him. And it's terrible. He had a heart attack in his jacuzzi.
But they didn't. No, they didn't come out.
Oh,
with
I thought.
A,
yeah,
no.
I thought somebody.
No.
I had heard accidental drowning.
No,
I didn't hear anything
somebody
about
let
attack.
Me speak. Hello. No. The death has been undetermined waiting for toxicology reports before they make, because they did not find a cause of death in him naturally.
Well, so it may have changed,
Yeah, it did. It wasn't. Okay, I read this today, like from BBC News, who I trust more than American News.
Oh,
I
me
just,
too.
I
no shit.
I trust Sky News and Daily Mail.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Daily Mail, The Guardian's my favorite. I love The Guardian. The Guardian, BBC, I'm good. So they're waiting for toxicology because you know he was an addict, okay? So
yeah. He was,
have to wait
very
for
much.
Yeah. So we have,
that's
and,
why
and
I,
he,
I,
people relapse. So, you know.
I was comfortable with the heart attack theory because he was an addict.
I know.
Maybe
that.
He drank and he had a heart attack in the heat. You know, the sad reality about Whitney Houston.
But they would have seen that. They didn't see that.
You know, euphoria. You know that euphoria you get whenever you step into a hot tub or bathroom, you know, when you're in a bath or whatever.
I
was thinking the euphoria from that triggered a heart attack. I could be wrong.
Yeah, but they would have found the heart attack. The heart attack is on the initial autopsy.
Okay,
that's a physical autopsy. But it takes weeks for toxicology to come back. So
that's true. That's a really salient point. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
So they're gonna wait. But if they don't find anything in his system, and he didn't have nothing wrong with him, we got problems.
Right.
Okay. You see what I mean?
Yeah, that could be. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Exactly.
If there's nothing medical, nothing chemical.
Right.
Then somebody did something.
Yeah.
So
maybe. Trauma, you know, nothing like that. He just posted a picture in his hot tub, by the way.
Well, he was happy.
Yeah.
They said the person that talked to him before he died said he was really excited about, you know, things, and it just don't make sense. But
no,
a heart attack don't give two shits about that.
I know that. But they would have found that on the autopsy. So
if they haven't released all the information, though? You're right. That's why we should wait. You're right.
Yeah. That's
I might have jumped the gun, but that's what I heard or read 2 days ago, that it was something to do with the heart attack. So I didn't know.
That's what they were thinking because, you know, it was in the – let me see if I can – updates. I'm going to look at the updates, see if they updated anything. Let me see if I can get it right here.
Irregardless, he was a great actor, and it's another loss.
Oh, God, my phone.
My
phone don't want to do anything.
It's a shame. He was what, 54,
nope,
that's all.
My phone
my
will
age.
Not.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah, 54.
Okay,
I think he was born in 69.
Okay, 1 hour ago, here's the update. Okay? Okay, it says, Matthew Perry, medical examiner, indicates additional investigation required in the actor's death. A medical examiner, would you hurry up and get to work? I'm going to say find out. Leave me alone. All right. Here. It says here. Okay, I've got it. It says, the cause of actor Matthew Perry's death at his residence Saturday will require additional investigative steps by the Los Angeles County Medical Examiner's Office before reaching a conclusion, according to records from the agency. The medical examiner updated its online record for Perry Sunday afternoon, listing the cause of death as deferred. In cases where the death cannot be determined at the time of the autopsy, no heart attack, its deferred certificate will be issued until additional studies have been completed. Okay, so the autopsy has been conducted, but examiners are waiting results of the toxicology reports in order to determine Perry's cause of death. The medical examiner's office has told CNN. So, yep, that's it. Okay, so now they got to wait.
Right.
All right, because there's no medical, nothing killed him. Get what I'm saying? Like, no.
Okay. Yeah.
No list of no heart attack. Because that's what I was thinking, you know. His heart gave out. But then I thought about it. It's like, or he got drunk. But they would have been able to tell that easy. That's easier than toxicology.
Yeah,
that'd
be drowning. Yeah, I mean, they would have done that right off the bat.
Well, he definitely drowned. How he drowned is the question.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay? So that's the bottom line. So if the toxicology comes back and it shows, you know, like he took some dope or some shit and passed knotted out in the fucking tub, there's the answer. All right.
Mm-hmm.
But then if he didn't, then we got issues.
Yeah.
Yes.
Get it?
Then
yeah.
We have some serious issues.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So Lisa.
What?
Tell everyone about our delicious connection to Tarrytown, New York, Sleepy Hollow, New York.
God. Okay, well, for my connection here, okay, my mother was Ava Ann Brunt. So therefore, number one, I got Sleepy Hollow story, like I told you before, that was my bedtime story. Rip Van Winkle and Sleepy Hollow. Okay. My mother told me those books were, that Sleepy Hollow was extremely important, that one day I'd understand. Okay? Thanks, Ma. All right, but, yeah, so, you know, tracing the ancestry back, we have, well, my mother's a Van Brunt, so we go straight back. I did have an Uncle Abraham that was in the Rev War. But, you get it? It's really weird,
yeah.
But we got a whole, but we quote back to,
yeah.
There's Campbell, there's, in Sleepy Hollow Cemetery, you got the Campbells, you got the Storts, you got the Van Tassels, you got the Van Brunt, you got the, you know what I mean? They're the Vanny,
mm-hmm.
Van, whatever Van
yeah.
they choose.
Van,
right.
Thank you, man.
Yep. And then we have the other, I mean, there's everybody there. All of the ancestors that Fabian, you and I have are there.
Yeah.
And
yes.
in Salem.
Yes. And I'm going to tell that
yep.
story.
Yep.
Lisa
yeah.
and I are connected to the Taylor family.
Yes.
And the Taylor
mm-hmm.
family is connected to the Harrington family.
Yeah,
and
oh, yeah, that's
also, she's related to the Harringtons. And
yep.
I found out during my research that Lisa and I are tied into one of the Salem witches who actually escaped being burned at the stake in 1692.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or hung, or I think it was it hanging or burnt? I think they were hung
burnt.
One day.
Wait,
they were
they
burnt.
Hung?
Well,
oh,
Gallows
wait,
Hill would refer to hanging. That's why I'm
right.
Yeah, that's true. No, they were hung.
So,
I think
yeah.
they were hung.
And
oh,
I'm a shitty historian to not remember that. But, Mary Harrington Taylor was our ancestor.
Yeah, she definitely was. Yeah, both of us. That's our ancestor.
And the Taylor family tied into that, and we're related to the Taylor family out of Boston,
yep.
out of David says Worcester town.
Yeah,
Worcester.
Right.
Worcester. The Worcester
right.
contingent.
You know, when
Worcester.
I think about going back to Salem, to New England, like when I, you know, I had family that was already here. You know, of course, because it's native side, and then, you know what I mean, and then Canada, too, and the high, and then I had the family there, the Corey family is my family, because that's Card family, which is Buck family, too.
Right.
So Giles Corey would have been my uncle, the one who was president in Salem, like I said, so he would have been my uncle. I found that out, got the hint from Ancestry.
Yeah.
What is that noise?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
That's my windshield wiper.
Oh.
I'm going
awesome.
Through
this. Wait. That's the most awesome sound for a Halloween show I have ever heard.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so we got a lot of relatives
oh, that's
up there. Up in Salem, and Salem in the, up there in the cemetery, in the trials, and the, you know, the whole thing, because we go back. Our families
right.
go back. Well, you know what I mean? And
yeah, they do.
I Van Brunt, well, my mom is like literally was a Van Brunt anyway, was one. So that's part me. You get it? So yep. So yeah, that always kind of lived with the Sleepy Hollow story. But you know what my mom told me? She said, Lisa, when I was like 7, I'm supposed to understand all this. Okay, she said, Lisa, you don't know how important this story is. You got to remember, it's going to be, you're going to find this out one day. I'm like, what? You know, I was that young. And she's like, but it's very important to know there's two sides to our family. One is for greed. I said this last time, I want to repeat this. One is for greed, one is for your money and destruction and power. And the other side is for good, the earth, and almost like my mom knew who she was, duh.
Right.
But one's for good, the earth, and blah, blah, blah. And she goes, remember this always, we're the good side. And I never forgot that. So it kind of stuck with me. But our connections, who is the other one? I mean, oh, my God, we go back.
Yeah, there's the Giles, like you said.
Oh,
the
Corey. Corey family.
Giles Corey. And there was Proctors.
But the Proctors,
and,
yeah. Hi, Mike.
Yeah,
Proctor. Say hi, Mike. I can hear you.
Proctor.
Mikey said hi. Say it again.
Yo, Mikey.
No, but they can't hear you. I got headphones. They can't hear you. They said,
okay.
Yo, Mikey.
I'll send it to him telepathically.
Okay, Mikey. Baby, send it to you telepathically. Well, anyway, I got the shepherd's pie on the second shelf for you.
Nice.
Okay.
That's Irish. Very good.
Yeah, I can make that real good. Yep.
Can
you? All because
I can.
Your
recipe.
I'm going to give it to you. What?
Cool.
Oh, God, that's Mikey. I'm on the radio. Don't do that. Oh,
I didn't hear him.
Good. I'm glad. Anyway, so, you know.
Hey, tell Mikey better. Happy Halloween. Man.
He said happy Halloween. Happy Halloween, he said back to you.
Right on,
but this is crazy now. We have, what? We don't have any. I had told you I had to go to the store. I'm sorry. This is life. I have to go to the store, Mike.
That's life, yes.
All right. That, yeah. All right. So, anyway, getting back to the CBIOs, it is intense. But then again, we got the Templars, too, that were.
Yeah, way back, yeah.
Yeah, I got them. But I remember seeing them, like, as I go down the line. It's like Templar 1, and then he was, like, killed in
well,
Templars.
That, yeah,
the Black,
I know that in my.
Who's the Black Knight? Who's the Black Knight?
He's the one who won't let the let King Arthur cross the bridge, so he has to get all his legs and arms cut off.
Oh, he's in my...
The Black Knight!
Oh, my
Let's
God.
Try it.
Are you serious?
You're
okay,
a new
thank
name.
You. Okay,
Monty
thank
Python.
Yep. And
oh
he will
God.
Definitely he will definitely chew your ankles off if he gets his arms and legs cut
I'll
off.
I'll bite your legs off! Come back here, you yellow bastard!
Oh, my
Just
God.
Just a scratch.
Okay.
I can still...
yeah,
oh
that's
my God.
It. That's, no, yep. The Black Prince, I think, is who you're referring to.
No, it's,
that
a, no, it's
be,
a Black
oh, no?
It's a, no, it's a Black Knight, the Templars, Knights
oh,
Templars.
Well, oh, okay.
It's called the Black
oh, I,
Knight.
I don't know, but
I don't
do
know, but they killed him, too. I think they killed
and
him,
there's
too.
There's a Black Prince in my family tree.
Yep. Oh, my
and
God, there's probably a whole bunch of shit.
Yeah. As you know, Richard the Third is in my tree, which means Richard the Second,
I know.
Richard the First.
Oh, yeah.
What was that guy's name? The one that was the, oh, hell, I can't remember.
You're talking about, what's your most,
no.
Wait. You're talking about Richard,
no.
The, Richard who? Which, Richard?
Richard the Lionheart. That's
okay,
it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Richard the First.
Yep, yeah. I've seen him in there. He's in there, too. There's a bunch of them in there. Mine goes, like, Campbell, Stewart, like, that kind of, that goes to everybody. It flows right through. Because my grandmother... Wait, one, two. Mine's my grandfather. His mother, my great-grandmother. Great-great-grandmother was Elizabeth Campbell. Oh,
nice.
So, yep. Yeah, who married. You got King family, too, right, in you?
Yeah, I found
me too. That's
tree,
it.
Yeah.
Yep, that's my. That was my great-great-grandmother's father was, I mean, husband was Henry King. So,
yeah.
Yep. Yeah, they're all in. They all come from the same places. They come in through Massachusetts, and they go, and they're Long Island, Pennsylvania. I don't know why I got too many relatives in Pennsylvania. But the Sleepy Hollow
many...
thing, it's real. That story. That
yeah,
story,
and I got off on a tangent.
That's
yeah.
right. That story's real in a way because my mom was right. She was like, look at the world right now. It's two different types of people. So you got people that don't want to hate or anything and no war and peace and love, and then you got... Warping. All right, so
yes.
No matter who it is, no matter what country, you still have them, and then you've got the side that, you know, wants the greed, that those people want greed and stuff. So basically the human race is split into two. All right, so mom
yeah.
I got to give mom on that one, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that they got so many people, and they got, well, we got Taylor family in Salem, right? We got Card, Corey.
Yeah,
oh
what's
God.
That other, there is another name. There, Harrington's definitely...
Yeah,
there is
Proctor,
another
Proctor
definitely in there.
I forget.
I thought Mather was, but it ended up not being when I was doing
no.
the research. Mather wasn't in my tree. But
I don't think
Mather was in. Mather was somehow, they come up, I guess because of the historical aspect.
Oh, wait, what's the other? There's Mills family. There's they got
Mills.
A lot of right.
Mills.
Yep,
what about
Sinclair's
are there, too?
Oh, well, that's given.
That's
my, yep, that's exactly
yeah, that's,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
We're
talking
names. I'm Campbell Stewart, Sinclair's all the way back.
Yeah,
like
and of course, the ubiquitous
back.
Smith. How could you miss that? They are everywhere. I think everybody's related to the Smith. Every one of us has a Smith.
I swear to I well, oh, my God. Yeah, you ain't kidding. Okay? My uncles were Smith. My uncle was
yeah.
a Smith. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm
related to John Smith. Which one?
One, exactly. I'm related
you know
to John Smith, but he's like alive.
Coats of arms on that last name are, they're like, man, they go for miles. The
I know.
Of arms.
Well, they,
crest
yeah,
and
but
shit.
Yeah, but you know, Smith and Miller were like two common names that they
Miller.
Used. The United
yeah,
States, yeah, they use them in the United States, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
Like people went when they, because there was no Social Security, so like everybody could change their name on a whim, because before what, 19 in the 50s, right, or 60s, whenever?
Yeah, whatever, 50s, I don't remember.
Yeah, somewhere
World
Social
War
Security
One
existed.
Era.
No.
Oh,
was
yeah,
World
that's
World
right.
War. It wasn't
that?
World War One. No.
I thought it was like 1920.
No, it would have been closer to the 50s, the World War II.
Oh. Okay.
So I think. I mean, I'm pretty sure because I had to hear about it from my mother all the time. But like they used to, so they could change the name. Like you could be like John Andrew Horny whoever, and the next day, you're, hey, I'm Robert Smith. Get my point? So they could use that. We change your name really easy, so it's really hard to identify. And I with the Smiths because there's so many of them, they're all over.
Yeah, Jones
right.
And yeah.
Oh God, yeah. That's my buck side. Smith, wait, here's my buck side. Smith, Jones, Johnson, okay?
Johnson!
Like, they all go, like, and then the buck, the car, the quarry, the, yeah, all that side on that side. It is. That's crazy. But that's on that side. But they all come from the same line. Mine, the Connecticut.
Well, if you look
isn't,
at
isn't
the
Johnson,
Rhode Island.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, isn't Johnson more... Scandinavian derivative from
no.
From Johan's son, because you know
there
you
is
a male,
there is
if
a
you
variation.
Were a male yeah if you were a male child you were just you know
there
given
is,
your father's which, name and then the word son afterwards that's where they're all messed up.
A lot of that also, and you're right, there is a lot of that tied into the history of the British Isles because of the Anglo. Saxons,
right.
The Saxons, actually.
Yeah.
The Saxons mm-hmm. and the Jutes, in early medieval, early Dark Ages Britain, which
right.
was Britain until the other tribes came in after the fall of Rome, you had Anglo-Saxons, which brought a lot of that S-E-N or S-O-N with the line through it from the Jutish,
right.
Scandinavian, High Germanic naming. Nomenclature.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you're absolutely right. There is a Scandinavian twist to Johansson that became Johnson as it evolved. Yesterday.
Yeah, but I don't think those are my Johnsons.
No.
You get
well,
what
my
I mean?
John,
like, yeah,
well,
that's, yeah.
I can't tell you about my Johnson.
That's what I was going to say. Oh, my God. Anyway, so, but no, but, like, I know. All I know is, I don't know, you know what I mean? I got a family of a bunch of people named Change It, Switching Kids. Okay, anyway.
Okay, we've covered the whole, but most
good.
Of it ties back into the Mayflower. And, cause
oh,
all of that,
yeah, well, yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
it really does when you think about it, the whole, you know, the whole complex of Salem.
Okay, when the Mayflower, when the
Mayflower, and all that, you know, yeah.
When right. the Mayflower came over here, my native was, I've got the paper trail back to the Narragansett Indians.
Nice.
I've got the full paper trail.
That's cool,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? It's just like I'm like, yeah. And then I realized what happened. But at least they're still there. I mean, I never went there. But then they moved around. You understand? French and Indian War broke up the family. So
broke
some
up
of
the
them
clans,
went.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
yeah,
broke up. Yeah, but the natives, my side, some of them went to Canada. So
mm-hmm.
like a lot of the bucks
they sure
went,
did.
You know, to Canada, and they, you know, Nova Scotia. New Brunswick
yeah,
area.
That's how you and I
yeah.
tie in the Nova Scotia.
Yes, yep, that's the biggest one right there, the tie-in.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
right.
and then, yeah, and then the rest of it is history. But my buck, great, wait, I have to go. My grandmother's father was the same age as my grandfather. Don't ask. It's a long story. So one, two, so his father... Well, his my great 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 grandfather came back in 1855 from Nova Scotia to Connecticut, again, and then
yeah.
and yeah so Rhode Island is where the Narragansett tribe is, and then my grandpa came back from Nova Scotia to Connecticut, And
yeah.
Here we are. All right.
That's
so,
pretty cool.
I know. It's just weird, though. I mean, you think about
and
it.
And, you know, that all
sense.
Ties into Salem, and it ties into
I know.
The
mm-hmm.
Puritans. A lot of the Puritans came. They actually left England because they were being mistreated by the English because of their beliefs.
Right.
So they left England to come to the New World, and they ran rampant in the New World with all these different. You know, here's the true story about that. In England, the witch trials that happened in England.
Yeah, they
the
were
witches,
fucking crazy too.
No, the witches were treated far better in England in the courts. They were
really?
They were actually yes. That's a piece of history a lot of people don't know.
The ones that made it to the courts.
Yeah.
Right. Because in England, mm-hmm. they had the hammer of the witches also. I can't remember if they made a movie about him.
Right.
But he was actually, they were gentle compared to the colonies. The Puritans in the colonies were monsters. And it was all about land and power.
I know.
It was all about tell a story about Giles and about. How they took, well, go ahead. You know where I'm
first
going.
They
the
got
land.
His wife. We know that, right?
Yeah,
he was just messing around one day. He didn't, like, turn her in the way he said, because when I read the, like, transcripts and stuff, it was just that's the way they wanted his land. So you got to get the wife first. Then
right.
you
yeah.
have to get him, okay? And he's not confessing to being a witch because he ain't no witch, okay? But he's a Corey family who's married to the Card family, right? I mean, they're related to the Card family. The Card family's related to the natives. Hear me out on this. So let's just keep that in your head. So Giles Corey wouldn't confess. So, of course, you know, he's got to be laid down. They start putting weights on him. He was smart. Wasn't stupid. He knew not to confess, okay, because they take his land. So he had his son come with a lawyer. And they, like, well, he was being pressed. I mean, mind you, he signed all his papers over, his land over to his son.
Right, and they're crushing him with stones.
And he still can't confess because they can still take the land.
Right.
Yep, and he said more weight, remember? That's what he wanted afterwards. More
yeah,
weight
he told him, and
then
he said he'll he was going to curse them all.
Yep,
he said he would curse every damn one of them for doing that.
Well, think about it. I would have done the same thing. If I wasn't a witch.
That's the curse of Giles Corey.
Yep, but there is no curse. He just made sure his family got the land, and they could not steal it away.
Yeah.
All right, so in reality, all the stories that come out of that are kind of, you know how, like, you know, stories – you hear, and then you go back over history, like William Howe. There's
mm-hmm.
an example. You go and research this, you find out none of that, like, is true. And there's
mm-hmm.
half stories and, like, embellished stories to make themselves look good.
Exactly.
In reality,
yes.
No,
biased
yep.
story.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right. And nobody, in reality, nobody over there in Salem looked good. Oh, you know, what the hell is her name? The one that got, my grandmother was, oh, my God, Mary, oh, my God. The one famous one in, I forget, how could I, Dyer. Mary Dyer. Mary Dyer, the one that was executed in Salem. They got That was one of my grandmas.
Nice.
Yeah. So, you know.
I'm not sure if that ties into me, though, but I'm not talking about
it. It might. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not
I don't have any
on the buck side. But all of these are on the buck side.
Oh, it's on the, well, so it'd be a distant married relation then, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
But think about it. This is all on the buck side, right? Then that's a little weird, right?
Yeah, the buck stops there.
Yep, exactly. so, and my mom was literally a buck and a Van Brunt. So that's her mother and her father.
Now,
so,
Lisa, bringing in up Van Brunt, as we know, Brom Bones, the bully, and actually who ends up winning Katrina Van Tassel at the end, Sleepy Hollow story about the awesome Washington Irving. It talks about how at the end of that, you know, we lose Ichabod in the story, and Ichabod, they find a pumpkin, they never find Ichabod. He knocked out the competition so he could score with Katrina. But that person that knocked out the competition and scored Katrina was a real person. And
who's
you
burning
and I
hair?
And you and I are related to that person in history. Abraham
Van Brunt.
Nickname was Brom Bones.
Yep. And I do
true
literally
story,
have.
Guys, ladies
look,
and gentlemen.
I do.
True,
see,
true
the thing,
long.
which is the real story of Sleepy Hollow is so much compelling, more compelling than even that.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah, truth is stranger than fiction. Absolutely.
Yeah, because it's so weird. But yeah, Abraham Van Brunt, that's not as bad as finding my grandpa in one of his senses listed as Abraham. I was like,
right.
Oh God, no, that does not say that. Yeah, because you know, just I told you, there's no Social Security. It was easy.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who is burning hair?
Ew.
I smell burning hair. Hair is burning somewhere.
That'd be a cool
okay.
name for a band.
Burning hair, right? That band.
Hey, there it is.
You know.
Yes. Burning hair. Cut.
Oh my God.
Live with Whiskey Grin Friday.
Oh my God. Right. Oh my God. Oh yeah. By the way, Mikey did good, and he's been speaking to a booking agent. Approached him on the other night.
Awesome.
So I want you to just a thumbs
cool.
up. Okay. And he have, you know, entertainment company. So Mike has got to get on ball here so he can get this
yeah.
under on the show on the road and start doing gigs. Okay? So it's good. It's all good now. If we can get him to straighten out his ADHD and come back into a little, you know, ball. We're
get into a rhythm.
Hey,
yeah.
Tim, Mikey to make his write a song called Burning Hair.
I'm going to. I'm not.
No, I bet that. You'll do it. I bet you he will do
Fabian
it.
Fabian said you got to write a song called Burning Hair.
Okay.
He said, okay.
Okay. Tell him he's cool.
Fabian said you're cool.
Burning hair stinks.
I know.
Well, I mean,
and
if
I
you
know.
Can write about the restaurant, you can write about the restaurants. And
right.
I figure Burning Hair
now,
is a good one. It's
Fabian,
cool,
you
man.
Ever go? Did you ever go to Sleepy Hollow?
I never got to go, but I actually talked to some people that had done some of the history whenever I was researching my family.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually talked to them, and they lived over in Kingsport. And I got to meet some people who actually had moved. This is back in the late 90s when I ran
right.
the restaurant. So
mm-hmm.
it was like, okay. So y'all are from New England. They're like, they were talking, and they're like,
mm-hmm.
They said, your last name's what? And I said, Trahan. She said, Trahan.
Oh,
said,
God.
Trahan.
Trahan.
And I said,
everybody
I said,
pronounces
Trahan.
It.
Trahan. And I didn't understand. And she actually, she showed me on AOL Instant Messenger. That was the Facebook of the day.
Uh-huh.
She shows me a picture of this guy and his wife, and his name's Etienne Trahan. And I'm like,
oh,
yeah,
wow.
That's the same. That's the same last name. And
you
I
just
said,
didn't pronounce it. The
and
same.
She said, "Well, Trahan. We're." And she said, "Do you know you guys are tied into the, Stewart family and the Stockton
yeah,
family? That's another
oh,
one.
Oh, Stockton,
forgot.
That's another one. Yeah,
yeah
Stockton. One, we're in the
and
same
Slocum.
Family.
Slocum is another one too.
Do you know whose name that is, right?
Yeah, Don. Yeah,
that's right. That's
yeah,
it.
That's
we,
how,
it,
yeah, yep. Slocum and I'm like, well, I didn't. That's not what they told me. They said Stockton and Stewart's.
Yeah, but Slocum's
and I'm like,
there.
Well, I knew the Stewart part because my mom said we were
I know.
Related
yep.
to the we were related to Mary Queen of Scots somehow.
Dawn is too. We all are.
We're all a bunch of mutts from Great Britain.
And I got Robert DeBruce in mind.
Yes,
was,
I know. Yeah. Me too. DeBruce,
D-E-B-R-U-S,
that's which
the one.
Became Bruce. It's Norman.
Yep.
And DeBruce, D-E-B-R-U-S, evolved into Bruce, like Bruce Campbell. Shout out to Bruce Campbell. This is the
yeah, I love Bruce. Yeah, hey, Bruce.
Bruce is the shit.
Bruce Campbell. Campbell Stewart. Hey, what's up?
Come
you know what
Bruce,
I mean?
Bruce Campbell
get
with
some.
His
yep.
Living
Campbell.
Dead.
Oh, shit. I didn't think of that. Campbell. Oh, yeah.
Oh Campbell is
Bruce.
Campbell. Yep. Campbell's my. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that's the side that. My Campbell side is my Stewart side. That
oh,
goes
shit.
Back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Boom.
Yeah.
And it goes into Sinclair and goes back and back and back
yeah.
and back and back and back to a bunch of names. All the way back, all the way, all the way, all the way fucking back to B.C.
It turned into
it.
A Halloween it. Genealogy show.
That's right. But you know
what was that? Army of Darkness, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
With Bruce
Evil
Campbell.
Dead.
Evil,
yeah.
Evil Dead. Evil Dead.
Yeah,
Evil Dead was
Dead,
the name of the movie.
Evil Dead was absolutely, yeah.
And
Evil
the
Dead
cabin,
1 and 2. And I think
the cabin used in that is in Morristown, which is 20 miles from my house, but it's gone.
Oh,
it's
wow.
It's been gone for a long time. But it's only 20 miles away from where I live now.
Oh, shit. That's cool.
Yeah, Morristown, Tennessee is where the cabin was.
Oh, get it. See, they make a lot. I'm surprised they didn't make it in Jersey. They make all these horror movies in Pennsylvania, Jersey, and New York. You know that, right?
Yeah, you know what they did? They made a few attempts in Maine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
the,
of course.
The owner burned that cabin, by the way, burned it to the ground because people kept coming out there.
Oh, come on. He should have made money and just let him, you know? That's cool.
He should have just charged him $20 to get in.
Yeah, go ahead. That's it.
Spend the night.
Yeah.
Make a...
Why not? Really, $20 per person would have filled the house. I mean, come on.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
They could
open
and
make it a museum and for the day tour people through it. Who cares?
Exactly.
That would have been better.
He tour a real movie set.
There it is.
Hey, and get the deer head to do what it did in Evil Dead.
Oh,
that
my God.
So cool. Remember the deer head?
I remember it well.
Amy, Amy's not here. Amy's not
That was one of the, the Evil Dead was got to be one of the funniest movies to me.
Oh, fucking hilarious.
Oh, my God.
It was.
She kept shutting the door. Remember, he would come up to the, remember the door, the trap door in the floor?
He was like, come here. Oh, God, sticking her head out. Remember the hands?
Yeah.
And he'd be like, ah, and Chris Lamb would, oh, my God.
I'll swallow your soul.
That was so funny, and everything started going nuts. You know what I mean? Everybody, everything in the room came alive. It was just funny. Oh, my God. I haven't seen that in a while. That's a good Halloween movie, though.
That's a good one to watch. It really is.
Uh-huh.
That's a good set to watch.
It's not the two of them.
Good point. Good point. That is a good set.
Oh, my God. You know what movie is funny? Since it's Halloween, Return of the Living Dead. Return of the Living Dead had me laugh my ass off the entire time. The movie?
Just remember, kids, it's Halloween, so when you shop, shop smart. Shop S-Mart.
Yeah. This beauty's from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Retails $109.95. Has a cobalt barrel and a walnut stock.
There you go.
Oh, you know, the funniest one was when there was the one where he, Army of Darkness, when
he
goes back in time to England, medieval England. And
that
it's
is
like,
hysterical.
That
one,
when
he's gotta find
a shotgun on the archers.
I know. Oh, my God.
This is my boomstick.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're right. Uh-huh.
Did you say the words? I said them.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, I put Nick to blah, blah, blah.
Did either one of you ever see the movie Attack of the Killer Tomatoes?
Yes,
I did. I tried to watch it.
I laughed.
It was difficult.
I know. It was difficult because it's so dumb, but...
That one for me was
laughing your ass off. Okay.
Yeah. That one for me was right along the same lines as Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Dude, that was one.
I think they may have been made by the same people. You're right.
I think they were, but I'm not sure. But Killer Clowns from Outer Space was fun. Jade used to love that movie. I don't understand her.
She doesn't like clowns now?
No. Yeah. Right. No. But she liked that. That was one of her favorites.
Weird. They were clowns. Remember the one that opened its mouth all the way backwards? That was cool.
Yes. I know. So it had its weird points, but they were killer clowns from outer space.
Right.
All right. So it was just like, you know, that and it's, but they had some corny fucking horror movies that were actually cult classics.
They were cult classics.
Yeah.
I got a power question for you guys.
What?
Favorite Halloween movie?
Oh.
Tick, tick.
I'm thinking. I don't know. But you know what? Because I watch horror movies. I can't answer now. I can't vote because I watch them all year round. If I'm watching a movie, it's usually a horror movie. So
that's true.
To get,
we celebrate Halloween every day, don't we?
Yeah, so it's really...
Everyone else only does it. Yeah, once a year,
Last one, what did we watch last, the horror movie, Mikey? What was it?
The movie Teeth?
I don't know.
Teeth.
Did you ever watch the movie Teeth?
I think I have.
David thinks he has. He hasn't, Fabian.
Does it?
I guess
a girl who's got teeth down below.
Oh, that movie. That's probably what he's talking about.
Did you say teeth or
teeth? Teeth. Teeth, like your mouth teeth.
Oh, I thought you said teeth.
No.
Like Brian.
Oh, I know what he's talking about. Yeah. Mikey, what was the last horror movie we watched?
Vaginal teeth.
The name of it. Oh, we watched Ghost Brothers.
Daggum.
Oh, yeah, we, too, right? All right, we watched Haunted House 2 the other day. Oh, my God.
Okay.
But anyway.
All right,
oh
so Fabian's question.
Right,
I'd have to, I can't decide on a particular individual movie.
Okay, well, what's a movie
but
house
let me,
that you really
let me expand that, though, to favorite Halloween series of movies. Out of
oh,
the four,
there you go. That's
four choices of Friday the 13th, Halloween.
Yeah, okay.
God,
that's like
Freddy,
that.
That's Michael. Jason was, which one was Jason? Nightmare on Elm Street. Yeah, Nightmare on Elm Street, Friday the 13th, Halloween, or Hellraiser. Out of those four, which one do you like the best?
Hellraiser, I love.
Really
Hellraiser was real good. Hellraiser was real good. I
yeah,
like Hellraiser.
I love Clive Barker.
Oh.
Anyway. Wishmaster was fucking amazing.
Wishmaster rocked. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I forgot about that movie.
Great.
Holy
that
shit.
That was amazing.
That was fucking phenomenal.
Hey, you remember
I
that part where
that.
He says, she shoots him and then he says, if it's any consolation, that hurt like hell.
Oh, God, I do.
And
I remember.
He kills her.
Oh, my God.
She
so, remember,
with a shotgun.
Oh, what about Ghoulies? Do you remember Ghoulies?
Oh, Ghoulies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
With the fucking, the little thing
Ghoulies
comes out of
the
toilet.
The
remember?
It was great. Yeah.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
To, what was the name
yeah,
of that?
The toilet. Yeah, they lived
yep,
in the
toilet.
Remember?
What was it? Phantasmagoria.
Phantasm.
Oh, Phantasm.
Phantasm. Yes, Phantasm was another one. That was a really
oh,
fun.
The ball is back.
I know. All those.
That's
like,
the one that had like the little little brown guys from. Yeah, the one that had the little bitty.
Phantasm was weird. Yeah, that's a different.
Yeah,
movie.
No.
Well, the Gory is a different movie. It's a different.
Yeah,
movie.
It had those little bitty knee-high characters in brown robes, like the stupid little things in Star Wars.
I know. Pinhead was
in Hellraiser. Yes. I saw that many years ago. But it was really cool. It reminded me of Gulliver's Travels on acid.
Oh. Look, Candyman is another one of my favorites.
Oh,
Candyman. Cabrini Green, yes.
Yep. Pumpkinhead.
Pumpkinhead,
by the way, if it was trivia, you would have won. That's my favorite all-time Halloween movie.
Is it? I love
Holly.
Pumpkinhead. Yeah.
Holly.
Yep.
Holly, you can't
then,
say that boy, Holly.
What's the? Oh, what was
there
the
were,
other one?
There was a two movie series from what was it? Jeepers Creepers.
Oh, I love Jeepers Creepers. Don't even go there. That was that. I love that one.
Head.
Yep.
Wrong
Pumpkinhead.
With Pumpkinhead though.
Jeepers Creepers. Mothman Prophecies. No, that was.
Remember Rawhead Rex, guys?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep,
he baptizes the priest with. He pisses on him and baptizes him.
Oh my God! I forgot about that. You know, what do you think of Return of the Living Dead? I love Return of the Living Dead.
Yeah, that was pretty.
That
Bright
was
Night
funny.
Was pretty damn hot too. Bright Night.
Dawn of
really
wait a minute,
good.
Dawn of the Dead. I went to see
Dawn
in
of the
movie.
Dead. Really good. That was
no,
good
I went to
movie,
see
though.
In a movie in a mall. Okay.
That was George
oh.
Romero.
Stone.
That was actually George Romero. His
yeah.
His,
was,
yeah.
You understand? I was stoned, and we got out of a movie, including and Mikey's father was there. Then we were kids, and got out of the movie in the empty parking lot. With the and then they pretended zombies were coming scared the shit out of me and my God!
Well,
we
shout out
all.
To Danielle. Her favorite is Halloween, the very original.
Oh
first
yeah.
One.
Oh yeah.
That's
Halloween
a great
movie.
That's
it
the
really
fog.
Is, it's genuine as shit.
Oh
dark.
Shit! The fog.
The
fog.
Very
yeah.
Dark. Oh yeah, Adrian
yep.
Barbeau. Yeah, I always looked.
Yeah,
at
you nailed it.
That
yep.
Was our face.
Oh my God! She's a,
Adrian,
Trilogy of Terror with the little doll. Remember?
Oh, what was what was the one with the little bitty
with the
little bitty man, the ventriloquist dolls with like drill head and shit?
Puppet
what was that
master.
Movie?
Magic.
Puppet master. No, Puppet Master.
Oh, Puppet Master.
There it
with
is.
Pinhead.
Yeah.
With Pinhead. And the big
Pinhead and Drillhead.
Y'all have a great Halloween. We love y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for giving us your time tonight from Standing the Frequencies. Everyone, happy Halloween. Have a safe and happy Halloween.
Yep.
Oh,
safe tomorrow.
Watch kids driving. Watch little
party
kids
responsibly.
Yeah, right. remember to give a teenager's candy if they come to your door dressed up, because that's just the way it goes.
Oh, so definitely. At least they're trick-or-treating and not out raising hell.
That's right.
Right.
We'll talk to you guys next Monday at 8?
Yes, lady.
P.M. 5 p.m. Central.
All right. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween. Have a good night, folks.
Bye. Love y'all. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Here we go.